This is Day to Day. I'm Farai Chidea. For the first time since Hurricane Katrina struck, Selwyn and Chiquita Smith's family has returned to see their devastated hometown. We followed the Smiths from the time they fled New Orleans just before the storm through their adjustment to their new home in McKinney, Texas. As Joshua Leves reports, Selwyn and Chiquita hoped this trip might help their children feel better about leaving home.
The Smith family took the 8.5-hour drive in a rented SUV on Monday, and 14-year-old Keonti, the oldest child, couldn't believe what she saw when they arrived.
I was really shocked.
Of the Smiths' three children, Keonti has had the toughest time adjusting to a new city. She's missed New Orleans and being surrounded by friends and family. Despite hearing about the destruction, she wasn't prepared for what the city would look like.
It looked bad. All the houses are messed up. They got stuff all over the roads, the lights not working in the street, all the damaged cars, like, under the bridge.
Her little brother, 10-year-old Tremaine, was also surprised.
It's bad. There's, like, trash everywhere and, like, windows broken, glass everywhere.
He says it feels like a different place.
But it really doesn't matter because, like, we're all together. We're a big family.
When we reached them, the Smiths were staying on the second floor of their old house in Esplanade Ridge. The first floor was largely destroyed by the storm. The rooms are empty now, but the first floor still has mold, so the Smiths aren't letting the kids go downstairs. The water is on, but they're not drinking it. The house has no phone service, so they spoke with us at night on a cell phone. The father, Selwyn, isn't taking the family anywhere at night.
It was dark. You know, nobody really feels safe because, you know, you can't see for blocks and there's no street lights, there's no red lights, I mean, there's no lights at all, and nobody's really in there, so it's basically abandoned.
It's a stark change from the bustling, active atmosphere they're used to in the mid-city neighborhood. Keonti says seeing this is helping her accept her new life in McKinney, Texas.
Yeah, I could live in Texas. I don't think I could live in Texas permanently, but I could live there temporarily.
The middle child, 11-year-old Selwyn Jr., had a different reaction to how New Orleans looks.
Better than I thought. I didn't think it was going to look like this. I thought it was going to look worse than this.
He says he imagined even more destruction to all the houses. Still, he's glad his family no longer lives in New Orleans.
If we ever do go back, I would like to wait, like, until everything gets back to normal and stuff. When there's no people and stuff, because there's nobody's here.
The Smiths are trying to fix their home so they can sell it, and they've gotten their first insurance check, $15,000, for the destroyed contents. But they have no plans to move back. The mother, Chiquita, was in New Orleans once since the storm, in early October. Now grappling with a cold on her second return to the city, she sees no signs of improvement.
It hasn't changed at all. I still have cars and boats around and debris and trees and everywhere. It's basically the same. It has not changed.
While the Smiths feel the city is unlivable, their niece, who's been living with them, will be staying in New Orleans. 10-year-old Trinetta LeCue was raised by Chiquita's mother, but fled with the Smiths. She has missed her relatives and her hometown. Now that she's back, she doesn't like what she's seeing.
They have people been littering, like they have trash on the ground, and the trees falling on houses.
But she wants to move back, and though Texas life, with a nice house and a nice neighborhood, may look better, Trinetta says she won't really miss it.
Not that much.
The rest of the family is getting used to Texas. Christmas with relatives there worked out okay, they say. They'll spend New Year's in New Orleans before driving back, but they've made no special plans. With life so day by day, they haven't made New Year's resolutions. Chiquita says there's one citywide ritual the family participates in each year.
What about firecrackers and fireworks and pop them outside, you know, in front of the door?
But this year, she says, they may not be in the mood for celebrating.
I don't know.
If the family does set off firecrackers, they could prove to be a very lonely sound. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.
You can hear all of Joshua Leves' stories about the Smith family at our website, npr.org.